We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the league. I kind of have a theory. I feel like we missed this. The fact that the Texans offered a third-round pick next year for Keenan Allen and have said what they've said about how they feel about day two of the draft – to me, that tells me that their words kind of match their actions, yeah, and that they're actually kind of confident in the plan they have 1 month and a day from now when it comes to what they're going to do on day two of the draft.
I think they're committed to it, like almost to the point like they would have to be really blown away by some prospect of moving up in the draft. I think they're going to be – they're not going to – they might move up a little bit in the second round. But I think they're blown away. But I mean, you'd have to blow them away in order to make a move into the first round. I'm with you. I think that's a big telltale right there. The fact that they did not want to give up a third rounder this year. So that means they like the second and third rounders that are projected this year.
I feel like they might be doing some work, man. Last year in the third round, they got Tank Dell. That was a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a game changer. Like, regardless of what you want to say about what happens moving forward, last year, Tank Dell was a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins was a third rounder. Christian Harris was a third rounder. It feels like they clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you give up a first round pick and you give up number 23 overall,
which is a premium,
with what that
really
can be,
good pick, yeah.
Then they must have done a lot of work. And I'm imagining that Scout Goodhair, mm-hmm, looking at you, James Lipford, and Nick Caserio, looking at you, Vestwear. I feel like they feel that day two is going to be a money zone, and they've convinced D'Amico Ryans to where he feels that way as well, because it's one thing to look at it through a two-year window and say, okay, you have a second-round pick next year, yada, 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 that feels great. But you need to get an impact player this year. You need an impact player this year, and if you're willing to give up that 23rd overall selection to go back on day two, and you're willing to say, hey, Chargers,
yeah,
we won't give you a third rounder this year, but we'll offer you a third rounder next year, risking that you're going to miss out on a guy like Keenan Allen,
mm-hmm,
you got to think they feel really effing good about what the potential is in day two of this draft.
And I absolutely agree with that. I also think, hell, D'Amico might have been as big of a voice as any. You know, they've talked about how they're working together, you know, evaluating these things. Even their free agent signings seem to indicate that before we even made this trade, they even made this trade, that this is where they were looking, because they focus a lot on the defense, defensive line. So they're kind of narrowing it down on the day two picks before they even made the trade. So they clearly – and they've said it. They've said they have these players in mind.
Yeah, and I just wonder – I think for me, I would be shocked if they don't have a tight end after day two.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to try to pounce on. There's a chance.
The Texas kid, yeah.
I think there's a chance. I don't know if they like Sanders or not. They might not think he blocks well enough, although I think he's an underrated blocker. But I think there's a chance that they evaluate the tight ends. They might like one more than Brock Bowers.
That's saying something.
That nobody else likes.
Yeah. That would be a huge roll of the dice. No, they wouldn't get him where Brock Bowers is going.
No, no. And that's why I think they trade back. Yeah. I think tight end is going to be something they do on day two.
Yeah, I think tight end, we know the spots. You know, maybe a wide receiver, whatever, running back. But whatever it may be, that's up to them, but they already have it in mind. Like, they already know what they're looking at.
Going around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Something that happened the other day when it came to the rules. We've talked about the kickoff. We've talked about the hip tackle. The NFL owners voted to approve a trade deadline that now will be pushed back to week 9.
Another week.
So after week 9, they're pushing the trade deadline back a week. Why not?
I think this is not – it's not like a huge thing, but it sure is going to make it much more interesting for the teams that are down, you know, down in it, in the hunt, down the stretch.
I think it could be huge for the Texans. Like, when you talk about adding extra second-round picks, like, let's say there's, like, a significantly impactful player on the market. You have the extra second-round pick.
Yeah.
Maybe you're willing to go aggressive.
You can. Yeah.
And we're seeing more NFL trades where they're doing player for player and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Perhaps that second-round pick, with how we see the NFL going, perhaps that allows you to...
It could. I just feel they're valuing this. Well, that's this year, though. That would be the next year's pick. But I think they're valuing that premium second- and third-round picks. Now, is it worth giving up for a player?
You know me. I've been a day-two guy for a while.
Yeah.
Day-two all day. Yeah. Cornerback is off the market. Former Bills All-Pro cornerback Tre'Davious White, as we go around the NFL. He intends to sign a one-year, $8.5 million deal with a max value up to $10 million with the Los Angeles Rams.
Never was real high on him, per se.
I mean, he's had, like, two Achilles injuries in, like, 3 years or whatever the hell he's had.
But that's another little aspect of things going on right now, you know, with all the things happening around this town and in baseball and all that. There's still some pretty significant free agents floating around. J.K. Dobbins is going to be visiting the Chargers for what that's worth.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons.
Speaking of torn Achilles.
Yeah, Justin Simmons visiting with the Saints. They're trying to pair him up with Tyrann Mathieu. Tyler Boyd is still out there. Hunter Renfrow is still
Tyler
out there.
Boyd?
I'm just saying who's available.
Remember when Sean Pendergast said he would give Tyler Boyd 3 years, $27 million.
He loves him some Tyler Boyd.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
3 years, $27 Oh, for sure.
Sean was at the Sixers game last night. See that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Courtside. Anytime Sean courtside. Goes on vacation, courtside. I don't want to go on Sean's vacations. Like, I'm not into, like, going
seats,
on vacation
baby.
With you.
Shout out to Tad Brown.
Yeah, yeah, him and Tad Brown.
Oh, shocker. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now.
Now it's all coming together.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Who are these cornerbacks? Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, and Miles Bryant. Those are the three corners that the Texans have signed, all in the 2020 draft. Okuda and Henderson in the top 10. Miles Bryant undrafted, kind of a slot guy. What are we doing at corner?
I don't know.
I will say this. I don't know, but if this stays put at training camp, I'm not leaving the corner situation.
I'm
watching every corner drill there is.
I've had my doubts about it since they signed Okuda. And everybody's like, oh, you know, first rounder. Was he top three?
Ain't everybody like that.
The vast majority
there's
was
people
like,
questioning it.
No, but the vast majority were like, you know, they're going to try to find something that everything. No, man, I don't see it. I hope I'm wrong. But, like, oh, now that he's with D'Amico and I'm Mr. Pixie Dust, and I just like three teams in 5 years just doesn't do it for me. There's got to be something else going on. I'm not talking like off field. I'm just talking about he's just not what they thought he was. His athleticism and his ability to be, an NFL type player is there. But I'm not penciling in Okuda to be as good as Steven Nelson.
We've had fun with this, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And I can't believe that Steven Nelson went from all the drama to balling out to, hey, let me start a podcast and call myself Mr. Five Interceptions, and he's still on the market. Like, do we get in a situation where Steven Nelson is like 1 year, $4 million?
Bring him back.
I mean, what did he think?
Yeah.
After this season, he starts a podcast. He's talking. He starts the podcast off talking crap, basically about Caserio and reopening it. Mm-hmm. And he's calling himself Mr. Five Interceptions. He's getting drunk. He's smacking gum in the mic. He's burping. He's got like the worst damn podcast host I've ever seen in my life. And he's still on the market.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get to a point where Steven Nelson has to come here with his tail between his legs?
Would you want to bring him back?
I don't know if I trust his mental makeup based on the fact that it's one thing to act a certain way, but then you ball out, and then you just completely regress. Like, what did he think? Did he think he was going to get, like, the Calvin Ridley deal?
He's been very high on himself for a while now.
Well, he told you not to call him an underdog, yeah, despite the fact that he called himself an underdog, yeah, his entire career.
Yes, exactly. So he's trying to transform his image. Let me ask you this then. Would you rather have Okuda or Steven Nelson?
All things equal?
I might take Steven Nelson.
I mean, I don't like Steven Nelson.
I know, but.
So I would take Okuda.
Yeah.
I'd rather give up touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm petty now.
I'd rather give up touchdowns.
Nah, I'm petty on Steven Nelson. By the way, you know what I heard?
What's that? You heard?
Pretty reliable source. I didn't hear anything. I heard Steven Nelson wouldn't come on with us last year.
Really?
Yep. Said we were too critical.
How?
What do you mean, how?
What do you mean, how? No more than anyone else. We were talking about how he's been playing.
But we gave him credit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But we gave him credit.
Yes.
But we gave him credit.
Criticism, too.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
the most.
We did that with a lot of players.
He wouldn't come on with us, man. He said, F those guys. Pretty reliable source.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
went
mind.
Down with this.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Doesn't hurt my feelings
I'm
at all.
I'm going to change the way I do
honestly, radio. Honestly, it's a crappy interview.
I'm like, he's a liar.
I mean, have you heard him on his podcast? Have you heard him on his podcast? Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Chewing that gum.
Yeah. Smacking the gum into the mic.
Landry's getting all technical radio stuff. What are you doing chewing gum?
That's not technical. That's common sense.
I mean, I know.
No, but it's very noticeable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Man was smacking gum. Oh, we lie. Oh, man, I can't open this liquor bottle. We're supposed to have the sauce. I can't even open this liquor bottle.
Damn,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it wouldn't come on.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad. I don't blame him. I mean, yeah,
I feel
he got criticized.
But did
I hate on it? Do I give him credit?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Give him a lot of credit. They wouldn't have been where they were without him last year.
We said that.
Yeah.
How did we treat him?
He was the best corner. He was the best corner in camp.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he treated himself.
That too.
He played himself out, but yeah, that happened, man. J.K. Dobbins, he's been cleared for football activities. He's going to begin free agent visits soon. He's making the rounds, local guy. Texans could use another running back. Torn Achilles, torn ACL in a matter of like a two-year stretch. We out on J.K. Dobbins?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You mean, kicked the tires on J.K.?
I kicked the tires on him. The key thing you said there is what I said earlier, cleared for football activities. I mean, that's doctors doing that. That's not like the coach saying, oh, yeah, I think he's good. You know, when you are cleared for football activities, that means you're cleared. That means you can go.
Can he beat out Damian Pierce?
That's why I'm not out on him. I'd like to find out.
I mean, he's better back.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd like to find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you out? I'm not out on him on the kicking the tires.
I mean, it's a big tire kick, but yeah who knows. Jadeveon Clowney found a new home.
He did.
He's in Carolina. 2 years, $20 million, worth up to $24 million. So Jadeveon Clowney goes from kind of felt like contender hopping to going to Carolina.
Let's get some cash. They gave him 2 years.
He couldn't get 2 years.
That to me would be the key thing. A lot of people probably were offering him 1 year, you know. So he got 2 years and a bigger guarantee. He is just sticking around making a lot of money. He is just sticking around making money year after year.
Shout out to him, man.
Yeah.
Drake May, pro day today. Washington's going to meet with him before Drake May. Texans have the number 2 pick in the draft this year. Let's pretend. Let's pretend they never got C.J. Stroud. Let's say the Texans are meeting with Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Who you taking number 2?
I like Drake May, but I'd be taking Jaden Daniels.
You would?
Yeah. Love that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
And as much as neighbors...
No J.J. McCarthy?
No, not J.J. McCarthy. And I know he's good. I know what he's done, but no. And as much as Malik Neighbors stole the scene yesterday, Jaden Daniels had a good day.
Already wasn't good.
He had a good day.
Already wasn't as good as McCarthy.
What? Where'd you hear that? Are you making that up?
Like at his pro day.
No.
I heard McCarthy had a good pro day. For real.
No, McCarthy might have had a good pro day.
Yeah, I heard McCarthy had a good pro day.
But Jaden Daniels didn't. I mean, he had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
On the streets, man.
The streets are telling you this?
That's what the streets are telling me. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Live from Tom's Watch Bar, going around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Nico Collins, heading into the final year of his deal. Extension talks being thrown out there. How are you handling that?
I'm not. I think we are where they're going to end up being, and he could end up making more money. But especially, he has an opportunity right now, you know, to build on what he's done and make even more money. This is a true – I'm sure he wanted to get a contract. He talked about it at the end of the season. But this is a true bet on yourself kind of opportunity, you know, to maybe even make more. If he backs it up with another season like that, he's banking. He is big-time banking. 2 seasons like that?
Yeah, 2, though, man. That's tough, though. You get hurt a lot.
No, that's the question.
Games
that's why
years.
He didn't get a contract, probably, or as a factor. But if he can back it up with
I don't know. Caserio brought him up unsolicited.
He did. But like, his numbers were pretty freaking good.
No, they were top 10. They were top 10 in the league.
And he gets anywhere close to that, we're talking...
And he works his ass off.
6 years, and then an enormous number.
6.
8.
Damn, generous?
No.
What's up, Santa Claus?
No. That's what they're doing.
6 years.
That's what they're doing.
Damn, man.
Look at the latest wide receiver contracts. Look at the latest wide receiver contract, second contract.
Man, what are you, Kentucky and Calipari?
No,
Lord.
I'm spitting facts.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm spitting facts. That's what you don't think he's going to be looking for that?
6 years? My goodness.
You don't think that's going to be on the table?
6? I don't know about that, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Okay, put a pin in that.
They bring some margaritas with that El Tiempo yesterday?
Mark that, Figgy.
Were there any margaritas yesterday at El Tiempo?
No, there were no margaritas.
None?
There were no.
So they went to El Tiempo and didn't get margaritas?
No, we had stuff at the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't get any El Tiempo-ritas?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you sipping on?
I just had a glass of wine. I'm working today, man. I got to stay on top of my game.
Okay. So no margs.
No, I think I had a glass and a half of wine.
Okay. Yeah. White or red?
Red. Cabernet.
Sorry to offend you, man.
Yeah, you did. You did.
It was like that.
Nice Cabernet. Nice meaty Cabernet.
Okay.
Damn right.
Did you flush it around?
did you
the
smell
flush?
It?
Open it up, you
did
mean?
Did you smell it?
Oh,
did
I opened it up. Flush? I didn't need to smell it. I knew what I was drinking, but I opened it up, yeah.
A little flush?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. It's called opening it up.
It felt good?
Let everything... get open because it's in that bottle for so long.
Is that the biggest scheme in the business?
It's not a scheme. It's accurate. It's real.
The stir it around type of thing. Is there a bigger scheme than like with wine where you're like, like, what are y'all doing?
That's not a scheme.
What are we doing here? What is that?
It's not a scheme. I could give you 2 glasses.
It's the biggest scheme. I mean, it's not like you don't monetarily benefit from it, but. Like when you're around someone who's drinking wine, they're doing that and they're smelling. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you do that with anything. Do that at Boone's Farm. What are we doing? Seriously, you're looking at me crazy because you're...
Because you are.
No, it's weird,
Jay. But you don't know what you're talking about. And I never say that because everybody's entitled to their opinion.
No, it's
but
weird.
That actually opens up the wine.
No.
That's not an opinion.
What do you mean it opens the wine?
The wine is in these barrels, and then they put it in the bottle. And it's on the shelf for, what, 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, however long.
Okay.
When you open it, the wine is not as good as it would be as if putting it in a carafe to let the wine get some air on it, some oxygen, and let the flavor, you know, become more well-rounded.
Okay.
Or if you don't have a carafe, and that's why the carafes are always real wide-based.
Okay.
Because the wine has more oxygen on top of it.
Okay.
You just listen to me and learn things.
I'm listening. I'm trying.
Because it has a bigger base. You've seen the carafes with the big wide base. That's so more oxygen can hit the wine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you put in a big wider. Why are red wine glasses wider than a white wine glass? Because it's wider, you get more oxygen on it, and when you spin it, you open it up, and that mixes it all together, and it tastes better. It's not a scheme.
I feel like it just makes you seem important. It makes you feel important to where you feel like you're doing something deep that is like years back, but really you're just drinking your wine.
And you say that even
because
though
I feel like if you took a drink of the wine, like if we could do a test where you take a drink of the wine before and then you take a drink
you would taste
after
the
where you do like this no, little wrist would, crap that y'all do.
You would absolutely
taste
the difference.
I don't know if you taste the difference.
I literally just explained the whole process. And
yeah,
why.
But it was all BS.
No, it was
almost
true.
Like someone trying to sell you like some diet supplement.
No. It was
right there.
100% accurate. If I did that, what you just said, you would taste the difference.
I don't know.
Yeah. No idea.
You would
taste the difference.
Seems like a lot, man. Like,
yeah. Man, you're getting destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting destroyed again.
Well, that's the boomer. That's
the boomer. It's not the boomer. There are young people that are big time wine experts and wine people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's stir it around. Well, because they want to feel important, too. Who does that? I feel important, man. I just got this wine. I'm stirring it around,
sitting there talking about my damn finance.
Whatever.
I can tell you this with 100% confidence.
Yeah, okay.
All the times that I've opened a wine, poured it in a craft, poured it through something that opens it even more. They have those little agitator things that you put on top of the bottle. You've mm-hmm. seen those. I've never done that to feel important.
Yeah, let's stir it.
Ever. Not
just
once.
Let's just like throw it around. Coming up.
The funny thing is, hold on. Like, I explained to you exactly in detail why this happens, and you still don't believe it.
No, you just said a bunch of scientific things with no clear rain.
Yes.
No, you should sell diet supplements if you think that's the thing. Like that's the same thing you basically did.
I just explained it in detail.
There was no common like, oh, okay, that makes sense type of thing.
Yes.
So oxygen, you put it in your glass. Oh, okay.
The oxygen in the wine, the wider glass,
okay.
The wider carafe.
Gotcha.
The little agitator you can put on top of the bottle that mixes oxygen in with the wine to bring out the flavors better. And he's like, nope.
Bunch of nope. People on the text line trying to justify their weirdness right now with no sense. Coming up next, internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.